What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
This is Orlando. This is where we believe in magic.
Welcome to Zoneheads Orlando, the podcast of the Orlando sports fan.
They try to run her over. Fouché got it to go. Oh, Cole Anthony hit the deck for good measure.
GM Kevin Tiller joins us on the show here today. Kevin, congrats to you and your team. An incredible accomplishment.
No, thank you very much, man. It's been a great year. A great year for Osceola, great year for Orlando. So we thank God for it all.
What gives you the biggest sense of pride and accomplishment when you see what this team has achieved to this point? I know the journey's not done, but to this stage in the game, what gives you the biggest sense of pride?
To be honest with you, I think how these guys have come together and played together, you know, in the G League, you know, everybody's obviously wanting to get promoted, right, to the NBA and beyond. And so for our guys who have NBA experience, who all, you know, have aspirations to be in the NBA, for them to put aside their own egos and their own self-interest for the betterment of the team throughout the course of a season, that's given me the most pride in a team that's played together, played competitively, so fans enjoy watching them play. So that's given me the most pride this year.
I'm always curious about how someone like yourself gets to this point in their professional career. Talk to me about your rise through the ranks. How did this journey start for you to the point where you're now a G League general manager?
I get this question a lot. First and foremost, for anybody listening, there's no one way to be in this position. But for me specifically, you know, first and foremost, you know, God has favored my life and allowed me to be at this point. And then I've been very fortunate, man. I went to undergrad at Guilford College in Greensboro, North Carolina. I was a multi-sport athlete, football and basketball. From there, I was a GA with VCU, Virginia Commonwealth University, under Shaka Smart and Will Wade. And they kind of started the foundation for me, those two coaches, as far as just how to run a team and how to build relationships with players. And then I went to work as an intern with Orlando and have been here ever since. I had a one-year hiatus with Team Ignite. But outside of that, I've been kind of under the been kind of raised by Orlando Magic. So Jeff Weltman, John Hammond, Anthony Parker, Stephen Mervis, Adetunji Adepe, Pete DelSandro, David Bench. I mean, so many people that invested in me. So I'm a byproduct of all those great guys I've just spoken of before.
Well, you can tell you've answered that question before because that's a hell of an answer. So does that mean that with the teams remaining in the NCAA tournament, you're a Marquette guy?
I am. Any team that Coach Smart or Coach Wade or coaching, I root for them. So, and VCU, obviously. So I have a self-interest in those three teams.
We're talking with Kevin Tiller. He's the general manager of the Osceola Magic. Is this what you always wanted to do? Or is this something that as you kind of made your way through athletics and the business side of it, you just sort of, sometimes people seek out great positions like you have, and sometimes it's more like a magnet and you just sort of flow through the system. Which one describes you better?
To be honest, I actually wanted to be a coach. I went to VCU as a GA, graduate assistant, to be a coach. And I remember actually being offered being spoken to about the internship with Orlando. And I told, his name is Stephen Mervis, he works with us. I told him, I said, I'm honestly good where I'm at. You know, I'm working with VCU. I'm from the city of Richmond, Richmond, Virginia. And so I don't really have super aspirations to go to the NBA. It's always something maybe down the line. But, you know, I wanted to be a coach. But he, you know, influenced me to kind of pursue the internship. And then I've gotten to this role in the front office position and fell in love with it. So would I say that I dreamed of being a GM? You always have those thoughts. I don't want to lie and say I haven't. But to be at this point, at this position I am now, at this, at where I'm at, I just kind of just enjoyed the ride, honestly.
I think it's the best advice you can give to anybody. People ask me all the time, what do you ultimately want to do? What's the ultimate goal? And I'm like, I never want to pigeonhole myself with, you got to do this. Otherwise, sure, you're not successful, you know, and I think that you're a great example of that, because you could have very easily said, I'm going to be a coach and that's all I'm going to do. Don't bother me with anything else. And then you would never would have landed in the position that you're in right now. So it's I think it's the right mentality to have. And it speaks to your character and some of that flexibility. I think you have to, correct me if I'm wrong, you kind of have to have that in the general manager position, the ability to kind of bob and weave through life, because you never know what kind of changes you're going to have to make.
Oh, absolutely. Day to day, you're as a general manager, you're tasked with so many decisions, and I can only imagine the decisions that, you know, Jeff Waldman, our leader in Orlando, has to make on an even bigger scale. But day to day as a GM, you have decisions every day, whether it be personnel, team related, operational related. In general, every decision kind of falls in your lap, and sometimes you have to make those decisions in real time. So it's a lot of maneuvering, like you said.
Content creation can be a difficult thing to tackle, especially if you're on your own, you've got a business to worry about, and you need a helping hand. That's what AuthenticAudioPro.com is all about. You can reach out to me directly on social media at Brandon Kravitz across all platforms. I'm happy to help. Everything from commercial production to live endorsements on this very show. I'll even help you launch your own high-quality podcast that you can be proud of. Customizable packages are available to fit your business's needs. I'm ready to work with you to tell your story and to make you sound great in the process. Learn more at AuthenticAudioPro.com. You mentioned Jeff Waldman. If you could assess his job, how do you feel he's done with the main roster over the last couple seasons?
Fantastic job. You know, a lot of my kind of decision-making comes from him. You know, we kind of talked the other day, and I told him this before as well, is like one of the main traits I've learned from him that have helped me is how patient he is. You know, he's a very patient, methodical president that will look at every situation, look at every option, and go through it and go through it and go through it again. And so for me, in the minor leagues, in the G League, I kind of do the same thing. Like every decision, go through it, talk through your staff, think about it some more, like really be deep in thought and don't make kind of irresponsible decisions, you know, in the moment.
Kevin, Tyler Caron here. I got the chance to interview you last year for inside the Orlando Magic organization and to employees. And one thing that you talked about was your first year as the GM of the G League team, and you're just kind of picking up as you went there, just kind of learning on the fly, kind of the nature of the business. What is something that you've learned now in year two comparatively to year one?
Kind of echoing what I just said, just being patient. Now that I had a year under my belt, I kind of understood the landscape of the G League and what it's about. I have a great partner. His name's Trent Pennington. He's like my right-hand man. He's my assistant general manager by title, but he's my right-hand man. And so him and I kind of do this together. So we kind of went through the first year together, getting the lay of the land, understanding, getting some advice from personnel in Orlando, and then kind of just taking that, and been very fortunate that players have wanted to come here. And that's via relationships with agents that they trust in us to have their players come here. So we've been very fortunate that guys have chosen to come here and obviously played well.
And how about being in the G League? What are some of the differences and biggest benefits, if you will, of being with the Osceola Magic and for the player side comparatively to with the big boys in Orlando?
As far as just like day-to-day with players?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so your G League is unique because at the end of the day, you know, you get to the NBA, guys are kind of at the highest level, and so now it's just about kind of continuing to get a second and third contract. In the G League, everybody's fighting to be in the NBA, or if not the NBA, to leverage themselves for a higher contract internationally. And so you have to kind of day-to-day manage those egos, those self-interests, while also trying to put together the best team to win on a day-to-day. And mind you, right, we're traveling to different cities, and sometimes these cities we're in, we're playing in front of 50, 40, 30 fans, you know, so you kind of have to be your own cheerleaders in a sense. So I think the G League is so unique. And one thing I hope that the G League, the connotation around the G League changes, because there's so much talent in the G League. Sometimes the G League can be looked at as like a glorified AAU system, and it's not. It's so much talent. There's so many players that deservingly should be in the NBA and have a shot at the NBA, you know, and there's just so many, and the game is growing so much. I mean, it's so competitive, and the GMs in the G League are so competitive, and they're so good, so we all push one another. So the G League just brings so many different dynamics, and I highly encourage anyone trying to get into the pro sports, if they're not able to land an NBA job, and even if they are, like I was, the G League, you get your hands on everything and learn the intricacies of the day-to-day of running a team.
You know, and to that point, the 11th overall pick in the draft is not currently playing NBA games. And Jet Howard, what do you make of his first year and his development along the way?
Fantastic. Jet will be the blueprint for future lottery picks to come, because Jet, which is a hard transition, right? You get drafted, you play with Orlando for a little bit. Obviously, Orlando has a great roster up top, so there's not much room for him to play. So we came as a staff, and they decided that Jet would be better suited being in Osceola and playing. And so Jet was able to fine-tune some of the things in his game that he may not be able to do with Orlando. So I'm talking not just obviously making shots from three, which is his obvious skill set, but like understanding personnel, reading screens, defensive rebounding, you know, making the right play, just all these different things. And Jet has a tremendous basketball IQ that I think is maybe underestimated. And so with that, Jet bought into our plan of, hey, I'm going to be here, I'm going to grow here, and while Orlando was figuring their things out up top, I'm going to take this as an opportunity to develop, and Jet's bought into everything. And the G League is not easy. It's a beast some days, especially for a guy who's fresh out of college. He's, you know, lottery pick. And for him to buy in, that's unique. And I know he's made it look seamless, but that's not an easy process for any guy. I don't care how many years you've been in college. And for him to do that, buy in, and not only that, be a huge contributor to our team winning, that says more about him than anything else.
A couple more things, Kevin. Mac McClung has been such a star for you guys. What are some of his best qualities on and off the court that's allowed him to put together the kind of season that he's had?
You know, it's funny. Mac is tremendous. And Mac is underestimated because he's super, super competitive, and he's about winning. And I think sometimes his celebrity can be like the first thing people think of, the dunk contest, obviously, to earn that right to get acknowledged in that way. But man, this dude is so competitive and wants to win, and wants to win for the team, constantly asking what's best for the team. And if you watch so many different games we've been in, or so many games we've won, sometimes been just out of his pure will to win, you know, and he's shown that. He won a championship last year in Delaware. He won when he's in South Bay. He's won the college. Like, he's always won, and I think that's underestimated. But I know that sometimes everything else can kind of get talked about Mac, but you can never underestimate somebody's will. And Mac has shown continuously how much winning matters and how he's willing to do whatever it takes to win. And so for us, we've been the beneficiaries of that.
Playoffs right around the corner. How can people connect with the team and keep up with you guys throughout the ride in the postseason?
So I would definitely, one, I would encourage everyone to come out. I don't know if it's been publicly announced yet, so I don't want to speak, but I know we will have a playoff game next week, at the end of next week, and those dates will be sent out, I think, soon enough. But I highly encourage everyone to come to an Osceola game in Kissimmee. I think we were planning to put on hopefully a fantastic show for the crowd, and our players feed off the crowd. But if people are not able to come to the games in person, definitely online, you can go to Osceola Magic's website, and they'll have a link to watch the game. So between the website, in person, and also social media, there's, you know, three different outlets you guys can stay attached to our team as we hopefully try to put on a good run in the playoffs next week.
You guys have been great so far. The top team in the East, the Osceola Magic, on top of the G League as they make their way into the postseason. GM Kevin Tiller, kind enough to give us some of his time today. Thanks so much, Kevin. Really enjoyed the conversation.
Well, thank you guys so much for everything.
Today's episode of the Zoneheads Orlando podcast brought to you by Authentic Audio Productions, your go-to source for audio production of any kind. We'll even produce your very own podcasts. Let Authentic Audio be your guide. Go to the website, get a feel for what we offer, AuthenticAudioPro.com. Follow the show, keep up on Facebook by becoming a certified Zonehead, also on Instagram and on YouTube. Thanks so much for checking out today's episode. We continue this week. Tomorrow, Greg Rhodes has you covered with the stories that go underreported here in Central Florida. Chat soon, Zoneheads.